Hello and welcome to another episode of the Simple Marketing Podcast. Mustafa Hosseini here. Today I'm talking about funnel stoppers or some, what some may call bottlenecks in your business. Bottlenecks are important because they slow down your business, they slow down your process, they slow down your sales, they slow down your customers, your team, depending on where they're at and in different areas of your business, you may have different bottlenecks. Today, I'm going to talk about specifically bottlenecks in your sales funnel and your sales process and your marketing process, finding and fixing them. I'm going to share a few examples, and hopefully we can take some ideas out of that, run with it, and fix some of your own marketing funnel issues and bottlenecks and stoppers. So the job of your sales funnel is to do the following. One is to find customers. Okay. Nope. It went a little too fast. I was trying to bring up my pen. Find customers. Okay. Your funnel is supposed to do that. Then through your funnel, you are supposed to establish credibility. Right. And show them that, yes, you're the expert. Yes, you know what you're talking about. Yes, other people are saying I'm amazing and the service is great and the product is great. Yes, you can trust me and let's move forward and you should not wait anymore. Now, if they're ready, they'll buy now. But if they're not, it's also your funnel's job to nurture your leads and prospects and customers. Now, in previous episodes, I mentioned that years ago, I heard Jeff Walker, the author of Product Launch Formula, saying that typically it takes about 18 months for a customer to make a purchasing decision, 18 months within the first contact. So your job is to stay with them and nurture them and follow up with them and stay in touch with them in a, please hear this, in a very friendly and nurturing way, not in a pushy and salesy way, until they are ready. And when they're ready, you make an offer and then you close the deal. So your sales funnel is supposed to do all of that. Okay. Now, if you go back and then try to analyze your funnel and identify which parts of this funnel, your funnel is actually a bottleneck, right? Maybe you find them, but you don't do enough nurturing, right? And then maybe you make the nurturing, but your offer is not good. Maybe your offer is good, but you're not good at closing the deal. And unless you spend the time to sit down, look at the hard numbers and see what are the conversion rates at each step of the game, you would not be able to figure out how to fix it. So what I'm sharing with you today allows you to actually fix your problem and boost sales like as fast as today. Okay. It could be that you make a change on one of your landing pages, you make a change on one of your emails, you make a change on one step of the process, and it fixes a lot of stuff. And I'm going to show you next and share an example. Here's a sample funnel that you might have seen before in my show. Let's say that we are running ads and the ads are getting us a 5% conversion. People are going to a landing page and they're clicking to watch the video. 23% are watching the video. Now we're educating them and at the end, we're asking them to book an appointment. Let's say the appointment ratio is 15%. Then when we book the appointment, we send them a pre-meeting questionnaire so that we know what they're talking about and what's happening. And let's say that the conversion rate on that step is 1%. Okay. Then they show up to the meeting. We go through the process. And the conversion rate, the show up rate would be 10%. And at the end, we have a closing ratio of 12%. Now, we see that there is a conversion rate at every step of our funnel. Every step of this game has a conversion rate. Now, question, which step do we need to improve to see a massive difference? Answer, the step with the lowest conversion rate. In this case, this pre-meeting questionnaire is giving me a 1% conversion. And unless I sit down and track the numbers, I would not know, please hear this clearly and loudly, You would not know what's happening in your funnel unless you sit down and look at the heart numbers. Okay. So, and I mentioned this in my previous episodes as well, but any improvements that you do before and after that bottleneck or that stopper is absolutely useless. Why? Because let's say I make an improvement above the pre-meeting questionnaires here in this example. People come here and they get stuck. So that's useless. And anything I do after is useless because people are getting stopped on top there. Okay. So I need to fix, find and fix the lowest converter in the funnel. And fixing that one step would improve the funnel significantly. And you may start seeing a surge and a crazy jump in your numbers and in your sales and your leads and whatnot. So here are a couple of things you could do with a pre-meeting questionnaire in this case. One, maybe there's a problem with the form. Maybe there's a tech problem. Maybe there are too many questions. People are looking at the questions saying, I don't feel like filling out this form. That may be a question. Or maybe there is a question on that form that people don't like. They're like, this is a stupid question. This is a dumb question. Why are you asking me that question? Okay. You may need to eliminate this question. So, a simple and a fast way for you to actually find out what the problem with the form is call people up and say, hey, looks like you went through my funnel and you did not fill out the pre-meeting questionnaire. I'm just wondering what went wrong. What happened? Why did you not fill it out? Did something go wrong? You make 10 calls, two or three people will tell you the problem, the issue or the challenge they had. Did it sound, it seems like, and then you could throw a, what Chris Voss calls like a label. It seems like you had a problem with our pre-meeting questioning and you didn't fill it out. Did you think it was a bad idea? It seems like you thought it's a bad idea. Let them fix and correct you on that. Okay. So fix that one issue, one step, and it's going to fix, it will fix a lot in the funnel. The next step that I'm going to try to fix is the ads, click-through rate on the ads. Okay, if you could increase that by 1%, you're going to see a massive difference on your ads. If you could double that and turn it to 10%, your sales are going to probably go to a place where you cannot handle it. Okay, so suggestion, an absolute must do is keep track of your funnel and the conversion rates at every step so you know on an ongoing basis what is happening in your funnel and where people are getting stuck. Find out and where people are getting stuck and fix it. Now, here's another piece and another way to think about it. You need to reduce resistance in your funnel and make it really, really, really easy for people to do business with you. If there are too many steps, too many clicks, too many ups and downs and jumps and you know, make people, you know, do backflips and stuff to meet with you, they're going to have a hard time meeting with you. So you're making it difficult for them, unless you really need to, which most businesses don't, and make it really easy for them to reach out. So draw your funnel and then track the numbers at every step. So here are a couple of other examples of places that you can track conversion rates. Number one, your website. Use Google Analytics to figure out bounce rates, average time spent on a page, top exit pages, and fix those pages, and it will fix a lot about your website. Okay, finding those issues. And I know in an old version of Google Analytics, it actually would allow you to create a visual funnel on your website, and it will show you the conversion rate at every step of your funnel visually, and it will tell you like this funnel converts at 2.3%. Okay. Then you would find the bottleneck, fix it, find a stopper, remove it, or fix it, and then boom, it starts working. Prospect meetings. What's your closing rate on prospect meetings? If you're not closing, let's say, if you're closing below 10%, there is definitely a problem. Actually, 10% is probably a problem. You should be more looking more like 20 or 30% for a closing rate on prospect meetings. So for you to figure that out, you could record your prospect meetings if you're on Zoom. If you're off Zoom, again, set up a camera, set your phone up, record your conversations, and then watch your sales meetings and see what you're doing wrong. Maybe you're doing, you're saying dumb stuff. Maybe you're saying stupid stuff that you shouldn't say. Maybe you have your body language is not right. Maybe your tone of voice is not right. Maybe the process is not right. The questions are not right. Okay, but if unless you're recording and you watch it, you would not know what's happening. And one of my own best ways to improve my cold calls, my sales calls, my warm calls, anything that I do, watching myself do things, I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe I said that thing. That was really stupid. I'm going to stop doing that. So watching and listening to yourself really, really helps. Next one, what's your closing rate on referrals? Referrals typically should be between 50 to 80%. If you're anywhere below that, a few things could be happening. One, the person that is referring to you has no clue what you do. You need to go back and educate them. Two, they're sending unqualified people to you. So again, you need to educate them. Three, you don't know how to deal with the referrals and you don't know how to sell. You need to address it yourself, right? And so again, if you don't track your numbers, you wouldn't know where the problems are. You wouldn't know where the stoppers are and all that. Next piece, your email. What is the opening rate? What is the click-through rate? Are people reading it? Are they opening it? Is it working? Is it not? And unless, again, you track the numbers, you wouldn't know what's happening. Anyway, we'd love to see and hear your feedback on this topic of bottlenecks and stoppers in your sales and marketing funnel. We'd love to hear what your experience is. I would love to hear what and see what was the most vital point that you learned from this episode. And if you've tried it before, and if you did try it, come back and share with us what you learned from it. You've been listening to another episode of Simple Marketing. Mustafa Hosseini here. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you on our next episode. Bye now.